Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
Back at 7 minutes after the hour. That's right, 7 after the hour. Good morning, and for the listeners and viewers on the East Coast, we say good afternoon. Happy Saturday afternoon to you. For the rest of us, good Saturday morning. Back Garden America with hour number 2. Tiger Palafox, Brian Main, John Bagnasco at 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com. And again, if you have any questions or comments and you're on Facebook, post them right there. We'll do our best to answer them as quickly as possible.
That, by the way, that's one of the top 25 songs of all time.
I knew when I played it that you would you would be very happy.
Dire Straits, Sultans of Swing.
I feel a need to explain something last hour because it didn't look good on Facebook. We were talking about an old Seinfeld episode where
nobody was watching.
Where Elaine didn't want to... Jerry said, how come you're not drinking your drink? And she goes, oh, you got to shake everything up these days. I don't want to shake it up. And so Jerry took the drink, and I was showing how Jerry was shaking the drink, and he goes, oh, yeah, that's real tough.
Yeah.
And you couldn't hear the audio on Facebook, I don't believe.
Just watching it because it was commercial.
But watching it looked really bad. So trust me, it was a Seinfeld story, and I just want to get that out there.
It'll be on TMZ later.
Oh, you know what, exactly.
Yeah.
Got to be careful these days. Biz Talk Radio, glad to have you aboard. Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox, john@gardenamerica.com. You have any emails, John, so far?
Yeah, I got an unusual one from Matthew Brumley.
Uh-oh.
Who is going to be our guest in just a few minutes,
yes,
right?
Yes, he's going to be calling in.
And he said that he went to... Maybe I'm just misreading what he's asking for. Because he said he went to the Garden America homepage and couldn't find information about the trip. And it's right there.
It's right, yeah. On the top... Is it the top right-hand corner?
Top left-hand
top
corner.
Top left-hand corner.
Yeah.
So it is there. And I'm going to check back with our... studio coordinator to see if he's online. You guys just talk amongst yourselves.
Well, one of the things I was going to mention is that earlier or a few weeks ago, there was a listener that said, oh, you should do something during the commercial breaks on Facebook Live. And we were talking about, we do have some things in the works for that. But during this show, it's been so funny. If we cannot meet during the week because there's so much happens to us throughout the week that if we met during the week, we would have nothing to talk about when we're here. But we do so much catching up. And
sure.
Then during those commercial breaks, we're all trying to figure things
catch
out.
Catch up with each other. What are we going to do next?
Yeah, yeah. That
you do realize that half of what we talked about happened to me on the way to work today.
I know. That is the truth, though. So it's so, so funny that there's so much that goes on behind the scenes here with us trying to organize things and figure out how John survives.
Sure.
A day.
Exactly. A day in the life of John Bagnasco.
You know, as he almost falls out of the chair here because his bag is caught around the wheel of knocking over a hockey stick.
See, this is
the
real
corner.
Reason why people like to watch us on Facebook. Yeah, the show content's fine, but you clowns, everything else you do that happens to you, that's more fun.
And see, that's why I'm saying, that's it. I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to make it public. Next week, we're going to build that bat house from Layman's online store. It's a bat house that people can build for their home garden where they introduce bats to the yard. Bats are beneficial because they eat bugs and other critters and stuff like that. But I think it would be really funny to watch us try to build this.
So we're going to build a bat box on camera.
Yep.
Facebook next week for those that may have bats, and it's a place like a birdhouse, right, for them to live?
It's exactly what you're saying.
I think I missed some of this. We're going to do this in studio.
That's what I said. Yeah. Remember, I was worried about, because he said, I thought it snapped together.
Well,
he goes, oh no, there's hammers and nails.
That you were worried about.
Sawdust everywhere in the studio.
Right.
Exactly. This will be funny. And I'm going to make you two build it, because I think the two of you building something together is worth
paying. Can't we just bring Legos in? I can do Legos.
What about the podcast that you are doing? Is that something that should be a podcast?
No, because a podcast is just audio.
Oh.
It's much better. This is visual.
Oh, I didn't know there were.
I'll definitely be
so
cutting
out
this
video. Camera. We need the camera for this visual. Yeah. And, well, you know what? Last year, it's been almost a year since we did the pumpkins in the studio.
That was fun.
You know, that would have been perfect for Facebook Live.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's no glue.
Don't we have Deborah Lee Baldwin coming in to do something?
In the beginning of September. She's really excited about this because we're going to do some in-studio succulent projects with her as well, which will be a lot of fun because people will get to actually see how she does the amazing ornamental kind of displays that she does with her succulent.
She helped me several years ago put together a little cactus display.
That was one of our radio remotes.
Right.
I remember that.
It was a cactus display, that's not the right word, but we put together a nice combination of different cacti arrangement. Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
And I still have it, and she was wonderful, so you'll be able to see that not next week, but coming up in the next couple of weeks.
I just got her new book in the mail.
Oh, did it get released?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really, really nice.
It's a re-release, right?
It's a re-release of her first book, is it called Designing with Succulents?
I believe so, yeah.
And
this is Redesigning with Succulents.
Yeah, redesigning, yeah. It's completely been updated and it's got some great quotes on the back of the book.
Yeah,
the
John's name.
Of the book.
John was using all of her mass marketing material.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm always excited to see Deborah and learn about succulents, but it'll be nice to have her in studio.
Well, John, I know you like succulents, you like roses, and I know you like England. And we've got a fabulous trip that's scheduled July 2018, put together by a good friend, Matthew Brumley. And, John, he is locked, ready to go to talk about this fabulous trip.
Matthew from Earthbound Expeditions puts together some of the best tours in the entire world. So everyone in the U.S. is really excited to go to his website occasionally to see what it is that he's offering. And he's put together a couple tours for us, which have been phenomenal. And we asked Matthew to put together a garden tour of England because we wanted to go to the Hampton Court Flower Show. And his tour is, at least from the looking at the itinerary, it's unbelievable. So welcome to the show, Matthew.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
We're doing all right. We're doing all right. Tell us a little bit about, you know what, before we talk about the tour itself, why don't you tell us a little bit about Earthbound Expeditions and how you started the company and maybe what the driving force is behind it right now.
Sure. So I started Earthbound Expeditions 20 years ago after spending about 7 years guiding Americans around mostly Europe, but also Central America. And I actually was going to school in London at the London School of Economics back in 90 and 91. And I got a call from a Swiss company saying, can you guide Americans down through Germany and Switzerland and Italy and France? And I fell in love with, showing people around and the fun and educational aspects of traveling and started 20 years ago, started Earthbound Expedition. So here we are.
Wow. Now, it just started then as a general tour company, right? You didn't specialize back then in garden tours at all.
Not particularly. We did not. But along the way, I married a wonderful woman who is in love with gardening, and through her, you know, through her loves and passion, I kind of adopted, you know, a love for gardening. And now I go on a lot of garden tours to South Africa and Cuba and Central America and England and France. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful experience. And one of the things I love most about traveling with gardeners is they just are passionate and a happy group of people. I mean, when you show them a beautiful garden and you have a beautiful meal and a good glass of wine, they are happy campers.
Well, you know, your experience now with gardening tours is what made me really excited when I got an email from you that said, I think this may be the best garden tour that we've ever put together. So why don't you tell us a little bit about this tour that we have planned?
So we've put together about 500 trips, and I think I've personally led 300 trips over the last 20 years. And we worked really hard. This is a custom itinerary. And the idea is that we land at the beginning of July, July 1st of next year in London. And instead of having, you know, kind of a normal tour of London and focusing on the London Eye and Parliament and the British Museum and all that, we really think that people can easily do that on their own. So what we want to do is utilize our time wisely and get out of London. And the first thing we're going to do is after a welcome dinner in London.
Hey, Matthew, hold that thought. We got to take a break. But we're talking about this trip, the itinerary. Stay with us.
We can't get out of London until after this commercial break.
Yeah, so pardon the interruption. Going to come back with Matthew as he explains the itinerary, the trip, and what's going on July of 2018. In the meantime, John at GardenAmerica.com, 855-424-9825, or Facebook Live with your questions and comments.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or Fertilome.com.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
We're going to jump right back in, Garden America, Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, depending upon where you're listening to us. And thank you so much for being right there. We do appreciate it. 855-424-9825. Questions, comments, also john@gardenamerica.com or right there on Facebook Live. John, we were just getting into the itinerary with Matthew before the break.
We were, and we're speaking with Matthew Brumley from Earthbound Expeditions about this fantastic garden tour that he's put together. Of England, including the Cotswolds and the Hampton Court Flower Show. And Matthew had just finished saying that we're only going to spend the first day in London. And anybody who wants to do some of the traditional London stuff, if you haven't been there before, you know, you can always go a day or two early or stay a day or two added on to the end of your trip. But after that first day in London, where do we head, Matthew?
So we're heading south to County Kent, and it's known as the Garden County, and there are so many beautiful gardens and castles here, and it's about 2 hours south of London, so the first thing we're going to do is jump off and see Sissinghurst Gardens, and these are some of the most stunning and beautiful gardens in all of England. They're very, very old, and there's some beautiful rose gardens there and some beautiful old manor houses. We'll spend a bit of time there and have lunch, and then arrive in our home base of Royal Tunbridge Wells, which is where we're going to spend the next 3 days exploring the different gardens of Kent, including Great Dixter Gardens, which are also stunningly beautiful and known to be some of the best in all of England.
Those I've been to both those gardens, and I have to second your opinion on those because they're both worth seeing. And you know what? I haven't taken a look yet, but for anyone who signs up for the tour, you always send out a suggested reading list. And there's so much history in England that there's a lot of reading that you can do now just to kind of psych yourself up for going on the tour.
Oh, yes. I mean, you can. I mean, in addition to the gardens, we're going to be visiting castles while we're up in Oxford. We're going to go to the home of Winston Churchill. So people who are fans of Churchill learn all about his life, see where he was born, learn about his American mother, his heritage, and then about his days in India and South Africa. It's a fascinating place. In fact, I was just there about 2 weeks ago for the first time. So in addition to spending 3 nights in Kent, we're going to drive, after we do that, we're going to drive north to Oxford And en route, we're going to stop at Hampton Court for one of the most famous garden and flower shows on the planet and spend an entire day at Hampton Court, which will be just a magnificent experience. I was there 2 years ago, and I just couldn't believe some of the garden designs and the flower designs. And in addition, you'll have time to go through the palace and castle of Hampton Court. So there's so much to do here. It's you could spend a lifetime, you know, in England, digging up the history and the roots of this fantastic country.
You know, Matthew, John was talking earlier before we brought you on. Do we have the Gardens of Stonehenge on the tour this year?
I don't think there's any gardens in Stonehenge.
The rock garden, right?
Yes, of course, the rock garden, yes.
Where is Stonehenge in relation to where we're going to be?
Stonehenge is about an hour to the west of Oxford, not far away from Bath. So it's not far away. We don't have plans to go there, but it's an easy place to get to from Oxford, because once we've spent 3 days in County Kent, we're going to spend 5 nights in Oxford. And, history lovers, gardeners will love this place, and also people who love literature. I mean, just think about it. J.R.R. Tolkien, C.S. Lewis, Oscar Wilde, Dr. Seuss, the gentleman who wrote Alice in Wonderland, Lewis Carroll, and Stephen Hawking, they all lived and went to school in Oxford, which is the world's oldest English-speaking university. So it's a fascinating place, and we're going to call Oxford home for 6 days. And it's just south of the Cotswolds, so we're going to be spending our days learning about the people who actually attended Oxford. We're going to be going to some great pubs, having some great pints of beer and ale. Gentlemen, I'm not sure, you are beer drinkers, I suppose.
Oh, yeah.
Not I.
You see, Tiger, how he stepped in there right away. Oh, yeah.
You got to drink warm beer, though, Tiger.
I'll make it work.
It is warm. And interesting, since we're talking about beer, they also, English cuisine, which everyone's been joking about for decades, has really improved. And, of course, that's because the whole world is there, all of India and Asia and the Caribbean. A lot of people from all the world live there, and they've influenced English cuisine. And I just spent 2 weeks roaming around that part of southern England, and I was really surprised. My wife and I were really surprised at how good the food was. That was shocking.
Yeah, I think last time I was in England, that was probably the biggest surprise for me, too, was how good the food was. And everywhere we went, I don't think we had any bad food, so that was surprising. I wanted to mention quickly, you were talking about Hampton Court Flower Show, and we have a listener who likes to go on tours with us, and I had mentioned to her that we were going to the Hampton Court Flower Show, and she went and came back, and she showed me an apron she had purchased at the Hampton Court Flower Show, and she said, I've been there. She said, I really loved it. So I was thinking, well, obviously, she's not going to go again, and she signed up for the tour.
Wow.
And I think, Brian, you took a picture and put it
on Facebook
of her
putting the her check in the
mailbox.
In the
mail, right, yeah. And she just said that it was so phenomenal that she looks forward to seeing it again after seeing it only a couple years ago. And everybody hears about the Chelsea flower show. And I remember going there, and the roses that they use in the Chelsea flower show have to be grown in greenhouses, because it's way too early for roses in England to be in full glory. But I guess by the time the Hampton Court Flower Show, they are. So I'm really excited about what we're going to be able to see there, in addition to what we had seen in the past at Chelsea.
Right.
Hey, and then, Matthew, one of the things we had mentioned is that, for people that are going on the trip, people will go year after year, and all this other, people are really excited about the trip. And the people that are going, the gardeners, are fun people to travel with. And so the group that we're going to be taking, it's not so much, it is an amazing trip, but it's also fun to travel with a group of people with the interests that are going to enjoy the trip. And, I mean, now that we're on Facebook Live, we have people watching not only all over the country, but all over the world. And I'm thinking that people are going to come from all over to go on this trip because it's going to be a fun, really neat trip that is almost like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to have it all organized.
It's different. It's tailored. It's something that you probably wouldn't be able to do on your own.
Right.
Hey, Matthew, you're going to take a break. I know we are running out of time, but we're going to come right back as we approach 30 minutes after the hour. It is Garden America. We're talking about our fabulous trip to England in July of 2018 with Matthew Brumley, Earthbound Expeditions. John at GardenAmerica.com, posting your questions and comments on Facebook, or 855-424-9825. Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco, Brian Main. On your weekend, we're going to take a break. Stepping aside, coming right back.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
And we are back. Thank you so much for being with us this morning, spending part of your weekend here on Garden America. John Bagnasco, I'm Brian Main, Tiger Palafox. John@gardenamerica.com if you have any questions or want to make a comment. Also, right there on Facebook Live, John, as we continue and wrap up our talk with Matthew Brumley.
Yeah, and I wanted to mention quickly to our listeners out there that if you want information on the trip, you can go to gardenamerica.com, and right there on the page is it tells you to tour England and the Hampton Court Flower Show with Garden America.
Left-hand side on the homepage, right?
Right. If you click on that, it takes you to a page with a little description of the tour, and as you're reading the description, it says click here for the itinerary, and that'll take you right to Matthew's website, and you can see the day-by-day itinerary that we've been talking about. Or if you remember, you can go to earthboundexpeditions.com and then just search for the garden tour. I think I got that right.
I think so. Is that about right, Matthew?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And you mentioned earlier that this wasn't something that you could really do on your own. Now, of course, everybody could fly over to London and then just, you know, purchase Hampton Court Flower Show tickets. But what really makes this trip, you know, really spectacular and special is not only the famous, you know, going to the famous public gardens that we're going to be visiting, like Great Dixter and Sissinghurst. It's really kind of a carefree experience. And as you mentioned earlier, you're going to be traveling with like-minded travelers who, you know, share your passion for gardening. And there's also numerous private gardens that you cannot actually gain access to on your own. So we've actually booked those. We have two English ladies who we work with closely who are booking a lot of private gardens. So you're going to have that experience. And what I also really like about this trip is it's a hub and spoke. So instead of, you know, the traditional tour where you're packing and unpacking every night and getting up in the morning and just running till 10 o'clock at night, on this trip we have 3 nights in County Kent. That's 4 days. And then we have actually 6 days in Oxford. So you're just really going to feel like you have a temporary home in England where you're going to get to know the locals. You're going to see some great museums, some great palaces, and spectacular gardens. So it's really a custom, one-of-a-kind trip that's designed just for Garden America.
You know, I had forgotten about those private gardens.
Yeah, that, right. That's what I was alluding to when you talking about, you know, you could go on your own, but there are some places you can't go unless you're with us.
Right. And here in Southern California, Brian, when you go to private gardens, there's many you can't get into because of those restraining orders against you.
Right, but that's only one more year.
But we don't have any of those problems in England because we have permission to go to these private gardens.
Yes.
And that's going to be great. We'll be able to see things we've never seen before. Hey, Matthew, before we let you go, you know, For people who have not been to England before, can you describe this area known as the Cotswolds and exactly what we can expect to see there? Because I think that a lot of people have seen pictures of this and not realized what they were looking at.
So the Cotswolds are located, let's say, 2 hours north of London. Oxford's about an hour north of London, hour and a half. And so Oxford's are jumping off point to visit the Cotswolds. And the Cotswolds, it's quite a large area, for at least for the English. For Americans, I suppose, right. It's quite small. But it's, you know, it's probably about an hour and a half drive from east to west and about an hour north. And within the Cotswolds, there is just one crazy, painfully beautiful village after another. And we're talking about, you know, World Heritage sites where you drive into these little quaint villages. And many of the houses have thatched roofs. You know, they're very beautiful. There's lots of gardens. We went just 2 weeks ago. We visited several of them, and they're just, I mean, they're all different. You know, there's probably several dozen villages, and every single one of them has its own kind of, you know, special vibe.
And if you're thinking about if you have a picture in your mind of what English gardens or English borders look like, that's what you'll see in the Cotswolds. That's like the home of those English gardens and borders.
Brochure covers.
And that, you know, I think that many people agree, and it could be argued that no one can do a garden as well as the English. I mean, whether you're in South Africa, New Zealand, United States, Canada, anywhere where the English were, you will find spectacular gardens. And what I like about their gardens, and, you know, I'm not a garden aficionado, but I really do love gardening and I do love gardens. Is that if you go to France, all the gardens are lined up in a very regal way. I mean, you have these hedges and fountains and, you know, think of Versailles. But if you go to England, you have, you know, there's just this national passion for gardening. And you go through these little villages like in the Cotswolds or through County Kent, and you just stroll through them. And it seems like at least every other house has a spectacular small garden. And they're a bit messy, but at the same time, there's order to them. And I think that what that creates is really a wonderful casual elegance to them that you don't find in, let's say, a formal French garden that makes you feel like you're in an old library and should be whispering and standing up straight.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the English are so passionate about their gardens, and you're absolutely right. And I remember being in England, and I think we were in front of, might have been in front of one of the castles that had the most spectacular green lawn you had ever seen. And the head gardener was there and the caretaker, and one of the people on the trip said, "I can't get my lawn to look like this. Can you tell me what your secret is?" He said, "Yeah, it's simple." He says, "You roll it and then you mow it, and then you roll it and then you mow it, and then you roll it and then you mow it. After you've done that for 150 years, it looks just like this."
Great, John.
The depth of history there. And I just want to add one more thing. On our final night in Oxford, and I just spent a week in Oxford, as I mentioned earlier this July, and our final week there, I mean, we're going to do something really special, and I'm really excited about this. We're going to actually have our final dinner at a college called Balliol College, and I believe there's 36 colleges that make up Oxford University. And as I mentioned, it was founded literally about 1,000 years ago. So it's the oldest English-speaking institution and university in the world. Second oldest college, by the way. Bologna is the oldest. Oxford is second. But we're going to have our final dinner at Balliol College. And Balliol College is the first college of Oxford. And what's really neat about this is if you saw Harry Potter and you saw where they dined, we're going to be dining. Our final dining experience together is going to be there with our three fantastic hosts. I have to say this, with Tiger, John, and Brian. I'm so pleased to be working with the three of you again. And it's going to be a really spectacular, you know, grand finale.
Nice.
Just watch the people flying around you above your head.
Yeah,
the owls.
That's right. Yeah, and the history there is, I think that people who love gardening, they love history. They want to have an in-depth, intimate experience in England and really kind of scratch behind the surface and get to know this country. I would say join us. Join us next July 2018, and we are going to have an absolutely fantastic time.
All right, so go to Garden America or earthboundexpeditions.com on both of those. and find out more about the tour. And Matthew, I know that for early signups, I think you can get some discounts. Can't you save $100?
That's exactly right. You save $100. Actually, there's several discounts. If you sign up by January 1st, you'll save $100. If you pay your final check, you'll save an additional $100. And for those of you who have been on a Garden America trip before, you automatically save $100. So that's a potential savings of $300.
Wow.
Very good.
Matthew, thanks for all your work on this. We really appreciate it. And we appreciate you taking the time to come on and share this fantastic tour with our listeners.
Oh, it's been a pleasure, and I hope you all have a nice weekend, and cheerio.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you.
He does a lot of traveling, I know how tired I am when I come back from these trips, jet lag and everything, and
he just doesn't stop. That's the secret.
He keeps going.
Yeah.
Well, you know, here's how excited I almost lost my words there. Here's how excited I am about this trip is that I just got back from Chicago, a week in Chicago, and I told my wife last night, this is the happiest I've been in a week because I just wanted to get home.
Right.
But here I am one day home, and I'm excited to leave again.
Hey, we have one more segment coming up, so do stay with us. Again, Facebook Live questions, comments, john@gardenamerica.com or 855-424-9825 as we continue on this Saturday, along with Tiger Palafox, John Begnasco, Brian Main. Garden America going to step aside. Our last break and our final segment coming right up.
This is Joe Lample from Growing a Greener World. With the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite organic nitrogen fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 3 months. The organic nitrogen is slow release and won't burn plants even during hot, dry weather. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite, for better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or fertilome.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity.
Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752.
Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
We are back. It is 51 minutes after the hour here, Garden America, on your Saturday at 855-424-9825, john@gardenamerica.com, and also right there on Facebook Live. Thank you so much for tuning in, watching, listening, wherever you are this morning here, Biz Talk Radio. And I hope you got an earful, an eyeful of that last segment with Matthew Brumley in the fabulous trip to England, July 2018.
Got to start practicing my accent.
But John's worried about the language barrier.
We're going to, it's interesting that there's a lot of history involved, too.
A lot of history.
Because of how old the place is. But I'm kind of interested to see Winston Churchill's place, too. You know, one of my favorite quotes is from Winston Churchill.
Never, 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 ever give up.
No, not that one.
Okay.
This was, and I think you've heard this before, but and it's kind of a political quote.
Imagine that.
Because he said, if a man is not a liberal when he's young, he has no heart. And if he's not a conservative when he's old, he has no brains.
That's Winston Churchill. That's not John.
Yeah. That was Winston Churchill.
Yeah, not John. Just want to make sure. You know,
I just thought that was kind of funny.
It is. Yeah, we get it. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Oh, look at all the people on Facebook that just popped off.
Yeah, yeah. Commenting.
No, that was Winston Churchill. People, okay.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because all the liberals disconnected and all the conservatives disconnected.
Yeah,
both sides there.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Anyway,
we've looked at gardening from both sides now.
Thank you, Judy Collins.
Yeah. Hey, where was I? The history of gardening, like Matthew was saying, really goes back to England, and it's such a big part of their life. And in Europe in general, a higher percentage of their income is spent on gardening.
Yeah.
I think almost double than what's spent here in the U.S. And it's just second nature to them. Even buying going by the flower market and buying cut flowers. It's something they do every week.
You know, it's part of their lifestyle, and they enjoy it, and they enjoy that opportunity to connect with the yard. Where here, most of the time in the U.S., not everyone, it's a burden. It's yeah. work. It's something that you have to do on
it
a Saturday,
to be done.
And you kind of plant or make your yard minimal effort kind of a thing.
Well, Brian, remember some of those medieval cities that we'd go into? And there's no dirt. I mean, there's no soil anywhere. It's solid stone everywhere you look. But there's flowers everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, there's flower boxes on windows and containers.
They find a way to do it. Hey, let's go to Bob in Longpo, California with a question. Hey, Bob, happy Saturday morning. Thank you for calling. How could we help you, my friend?
Yes, I had a question on a sweet broom plant.
Sure.
And it's still blooming, but I was wondering, is it okay to trim it back now?
Yeah, now's actually a good time to trim it back. Usually trim them right after their bloom. And the new growth that it puts out the following year is where all the blooms come on. So you want to get a cut back now. Usually the Genista worm trims it back
for you.
You have to watch for caterpillars on those things because they'll usually eat everything.
I've had problems with them, and I've used the neem oil.
Yeah, you know, even more effective than neem is spinosad on those.
Spinosad
is just phenomenal in taking care of caterpillars.
Because I had real bad with it last year, but this year it's not been as bad.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good. But now, don't you agree now's a good time to trim those back?
Well, I was going to ask, why? I mean, is it a size thing? Because if it's blooming, you don't want to just wait till it finishes?
Well, it's kind of finishing its bloom,
well,
right?
Well, but
yeah.
But he said it's still blooming,
up,
right?
And it's just the size. I wanted to keep it in a certain area.
So if you're doing it because of the size, think about that when pruning it back. As I mentioned earlier with the hedges, this is one of those plants. Prune back more than just what you need it to be pruned. So that way when it grows out in the future, you get to enjoy the flowers, get to enjoy the plant itself. Or if you just prune it back minimally, you're going to be constantly battling size.
Okay.
All right?
That sounds great.
All right, enjoy.
Thanks for calling, Bob.
You got
sure.
it. Bob in Longpo, California. He is our caller for today.
Excellent.
He's also, Longpo's a great area for growing Genista. You know, some of those cooler areas, the brooms, as they're called, do good. I'm trying to think of Butcher's Broom.
Butcher's Broom.
Butcher's Broom,
what's
that?
Little red berry on the leaf.
What's the name of that?
I just know it is Butcher's Broom. I can't remember the botanical name.
The botanical name just slipped my mind.
But it's got a flower in the middle of the leaf.
Yeah.
Really neat.
And then
really neat.
And then the berry forms in there.
Yeah.
If
I was being facetious when I said he was our caller for today, but he was our only caller for today because people like to email and like to do it on Facebook Live. Yeah. So either way is fine. We've got three ways to do it.
We make it easy for you to contact us.
Three ways to do it, John, right?
You can email. You can call. That's right.
People do that, so you know, right?
Yeah. Calling.
I'm calling somebody.
I'm calling
somebody.
Or leave a comment on Facebook Live. Am I doing something wrong on Facebook, Tiger?
Yes.
Tell him what he's doing wrong, Tiger.
Because I've
You're
got
on it.
all these comments from the first hour, but nothing from the second hour.
It's because you've completely
because he can't,
messed up
he,
the whole
yeah,
system.
You're looking for the rest of your screen is what you're looking for.
One of our listeners said to be clear that he usually listens to the podcast.
That's Ken.
And
our buddy Ken
said that audio was breaking up on Facebook.
Hmm.
Oh, that was because we had a poor connection for a minute, but it's fixed now.
It's okay.
And by the way, Tiger's our director, just so you know, on Facebook. He's our Facebook director. So all questions and comments with your Facebook feed to Tiger Palafox at... I won't do that to you.
You know, I'm trying to figure out on a podcast, which I've known about now for maybe 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
If podcast's been around for 7 years, about that time, 5 years, whatever. I still don't know what a podcast is.
The same thing we're doing right now, but it comes in a different format. We would download it
you would download it to anything that you play music on.
Exactly, like
iPod, your phone.
Yeah, right.
So it's like a podcast is a video without images.
No video.
I said
it's just
video
sound.
Without images.
Oh, okay.
No video.
You're making no sense. It's a double negative.
Double negative. Hey, the music, and you're just in time too, John, because the music is telling us we've got to go.
Yeah.
Hey, what a heck of a 2 hours. Thank you so much for tuning in Facebook Live. Thank you for listening to us wherever you are. We'll do it again next week on behalf of everyone, Zach, our director and studio coordinator, keeping the old ship flying here, keeping us up in the air. Tiger Palafox, Brannon, John Begnasco, I'm Brian Mayne. Have yourself a great rest of your weekend, a safe week, and we'll do it again, I should say. Time to get out. Next weekend.
Yeah.
Get Growing America. Take care.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.